The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media. Hello, and welcome back to Motherhood Interrupted. I am your host, Kimberly Lovey. You guys, all the secrets are out. All right, you guys. Now, if you have not been paying attention to social media, I am here to officially announce the rest of the secrets. Now, I apologize that I missed last week. We were heads down, pretty focused, but today it is all out. All right. Secrets 4, 5, all the secrets, they're all out. And basically, secret 4 is that Abby and I have our brand new podcast together, and there is video, and there is a studio situation happening. And secret 5 is that I have officially launched a brand new media company. So if you're like, what is that? What I mean by that is I'm basically launching my own podcast network. And so I am super excited to continue this podcast and the new podcast with Abby. Both podcasts are on our brand new network, and we actually have an additional 2 shows coming on over the coming weeks. So yes, we are leaning in fully to the podcasting world. And the reason for that is I'm just really obsessed with it, honestly. Like, so basically what happened was, as a friendly reminder to those of you that haven't been around as long, is that I had launched this podcast back in COVID, and I did it as just like an outlet, a passion project, a form of expression. I knew nothing about podcasting, and I worked my ass off to figure it all out. And it's a lot to figure out. Like, people don't understand how much work it truly is to launch a podcast. They think, oh, it's simple. You just record and then you publish it somehow. Well, breaking news on that one. There's like a gazillion, trillion, million steps that are involved in, you know, recording a podcast, editing a podcast, getting music for your podcast, and making sure it's licensed, the music is licensed properly, and figuring out how to get it published and distributed, and marketing it, and the graphic design, the photo shoot. It truly is on and on and on and on of how many steps it takes to launch a podcast. And so over the last 4 or 5 years now, I've been just, you know, doing it on my own and diving in head first and loving every single piece, but also recognizing that if I really want to continue to do this as my job, I need to put everything into it because it is truly a production. And so, yeah, so that's basically something I had been thinking about for some time. And thankfully, I'm finally at the point where the timing's right. So yes, So me and Abby's podcast is called Welcome to the Neighborhood. And we are also going to have it on YouTube. So most of our episodes are going to be filmed, so you can watch the full episodes on YouTube. You can also find us on TikTok, Instagram, and it's at Welcome Neighbors Pod on Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, we're building out our team. We found our studio and our office, and there's so much going on. I really can't even explain how excited I am. So there's going to be all different genres on the network. So there's going to be business podcasts. There's going to be male and female hosts. And by the way, if you are interested in pitching myself a podcast and coming onto our network, I would love to have a chat with you. So just hit me up, and you can message me at Kimberly Lovey if you want to talk about what it takes to launch your very own podcast. And it's definitely a commitment. It's something that I also realize we really have to be doing consistently so that people are able to listen to it consistently each week, and people really like that. So the good news about that is that I'm going to now have way more time to focus on podcasting here with you on Motherhood Interrupted, as well as on our other show. And basically this show I'm going to continue to keep as like self-improvement and just kind of our one-on-ones for the most part. I might take on guests as well, but I'm not going to take on a co-host for this show, just because I really like having candid conversations with you guys. I like being able to just pull up and record anytime, and I don't want to have to consider other people's schedules. I don't want it to feel like it's just, you know, overly curated, and I just want to be able to record whenever I want. I love that freedom, and I love that direct access to the audience. So we'll do more deeper dives. I think a lot of what I like to talk about is, like, on our one-on-one discussions, is really a lot of self-improvement topics. So, you know, just mindset and personal growth, I think, is such a passion of mine. I have been raised with an incredible set of parents that have really, really instilled so many strong values that I realize are helpful to others. As I'm always kind of counseling my friends, whether it's in their personal lives or in business. And so all of that I'm going to continue to bring on here. And I just love it. So don't feel bad. This podcast is still here. I might rename this podcast. I'm not sure. I don't want it to feel like it's like a mommy podcast necessarily, because it's really not. I've rebranded this podcast multiple times as I've grown and changed and tweaked and whatever. And guess what? I'm allowed to do that. So that's the genius of having your own platform, your own content, your own community. But yeah, so that is why I've been heads down and why I've been kind of dripping secrets, is because there's just so much that goes into building out a podcast, building out a whole network, building out production. It's a ton of work, and it's so great because it truly feels like my very first job where I'm working, and it truly doesn't feel like work, and I just absolutely love it. And so, yeah, you know, this is really something that if you take nothing else from all of it, I just want to share with you guys that it really does come down to you focusing in on your dreams and going for it. And this year, in turning 40 years old, it was just like a huge reality check that I'm turning 40. This is, you know, it's not a dress rehearsal. It's not a joke. Sometimes, sorry to get a little bit randomly emotional, but sometimes in life we lose people, or, you know, if somebody has a health issue, it's very sobering. And it really puts life into context of, you know, it's not a dress rehearsal, go for it, you live once, all those trite things you hear. But when you're faced with situations where friends or family or even yourself, God forbid, you know, have health issues, like, you guys, we have one shot. We have one shot. And I don't want to sit around personally in fear. It's so easy to get caught up in your own fear, and it's so absolutely difficult to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and really make shit happen. It is so challenging. And for me, it's all about momentum, and it's all about one baby step at a time every day. And it's all about surrounding myself and flooding my ears with positivity and taking care of myself so that I can really just have the guts and the courage to do what it is that I love. And even if everything fails, at least I tried. And I just, you know, if I leave you guys with nothing else, it's really, don't be afraid to go for your dreams. And step one, you've got to dream. You have to dream. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to get out of your basic routines. I know so many of us are just surviving, especially when we have young kids, we have jobs, we have houses, family. There's so many commitments, sports, all these activities. It's so easy for us to literally put our dreams on hold and our also our health and our wellness on hold. And this year I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not putting everything aside for everybody else. I'm going to start getting myself dialed in by just taking care of myself. I'm going to force myself to start working out just so I feel good, because I know that if I feel my best, I'll be able to like tap into my highest levels of energy and of creativity, joy. I'll be putting out just all the right vibes that I want to the universe. A lot of times, and this is why I've been talking so much about my workouts, is because it really is a way, when you physically put yourself in motion, it sets everything else in motion in your life, if you let it. It really does. Like, I really can't speak enough into physically putting yourself into motion, and that can be even a 20-minute walk. But you do need to set yourself in motion in some way. And so many of us are hanging on to our normalcy and our routines for the life of us. But if you're sitting there and you're not 100% satisfied and fulfilled with where you are, which I can say I'm almost never 100% satisfied, then that means I'm speaking to you. It means that you're someone that should take a look at what it is you're doing with your time on this planet and really like, really deciding what you want out of this life. And again, I have a lot of tools to help you really like formulate this, but at a minimum, I would say dare to dream, commit it down to a voice note, commit it down to paper, and then really get clear on what it is you want. Step one, you have to have a vision. I think figuring out what I want and what I've wanted has taken so long that I finally got clear on this about a year or two ago, maybe like 6 months to a year ago. And it was building out this network, this podcast network. And that was my dream. And I finally figured out what my dream is. And so much of it is just figuring out what your dream is. And it's taken me so long to finally find a dream that I'm so excited about, so passionate about. And I've had so many other dreams, so many other milestones along the way, but right now this is my dream. And you know, I remember when I was 20 years old, my dream was to get into business school and get my MBA at USC, and I did that, and it was so hard and it was so terrifying and it was so much hard work. Then it was trying to become a management consultant, and that same thing, so hard, so terrifying, so much work. And I got that job and I fought tooth and nail. And then you know, moving on in that company and advancing and all of it, like every single achievement I've had along the way has taken, you know, 110% of my focus and effort and energy and passion. But I've worked with passion on every single thing. And anytime I found myself losing passion, I'd either pivot or I would find the next milestone within kind of the scope of what I was already doing, so that I would remain vibrant and full of energy and passionate. And if you're in a place where you're not feeling that level of passion for what it is you're doing, then maybe you need a break. Like, I took a year off because, you know, my next big passion was building out my family further, and I had to embark on an IVF journey. And that was crazy. I never thought I'd have to go on an IVF journey because we got pregnant so easily with Carter and Charlotte. But then I became passionate about really, really building out my family. And that was huge. And I took time off, and I needed that time with my family. I needed that time to dream again. I needed that time to just take a break. And then I had a dream of becoming a CEO of a huge organization, which I did. And I'm proud of the work I did in that role. And now here I am launching my own venture. And so, you know, it's iterative and it's baby steps, but at the end of the day, it's all about you. It's all about your dreams. It's all about your goals. And it's all about you just crushing it in this life. And, you know, I'm here to remind you of it. I'm here to wake you up to your dreams, to remind you you're not average. You're someone that's important. You have talent, you have skills. And the world needs you to be your best and to go after your dreams. Your kids need you to be your happiest. Your kids need you to, and your family need you to be your healthiest and your most vibrant. And yeah, it's just, you know, life's a journey, man. What can I tell you? It's wild. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at. I am so happy to finally share all of this with you. I've been working my ass off for just day and night. I work 7 days a week. I work weekends. I work all the time because I love it so much. And I just hope that if I give you nothing else is like, go be passionate in everything you're doing. And if you hate what you're doing, change it. Change it. Figure out a way to change it. I know changing our jobs, changing our house, changing our husbands, changing all these things, or our wives, are not trivial, but you deserve to be happy. Okay. If nobody's told you that, you deserve all the happiness. You deserve to be valued. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to feel joy. And, you know, if you're willing to put in hard work, if you can really find your vision, step one, and then not be afraid to work your ass off for it, step two, those right there is 99% of the way, is showing up for your dreams, working your ass off, working so hard every day. You know, every single day it's baby steps. It's not sexy. You know, you think working out is sexy. You think working out, running up hills at 6 a.m, like, it sucks. It's 30 degrees out, like, we're freezing to death, you know, or lifting the hard weights, or, you know, all of these steps are not necessarily like, they're behind the scenes quiet steps. And that's what I've been doing. Like, to get to the point I'm at, I've been killing myself. So I don't want to misrepresent that. It's the hard work that takes you there. It's the vision, it's the passion, all of those things. And if whatever you're spending your time on doesn't have those elements to it, then I really, really want you to consider changing it. And again, once you have your vision, once you are willing to put in the hard work, you've got to team up with people that can support your dream. You've got to be able to reach out to other people that know more than you do, that can, you know, help you along in some way, shape, or form in your journey. You know, always be curious, be gracious when people give you time. But make sure you are reaching out to people that know more than you do for whatever it is that you're working on. And be a student in that, you know. I've taught myself so much over the last several years, and then finally plugging into different communities or different places where people are that are doing the same thing and are several steps ahead, that shortcuts your learning. It does. So if you can just surround yourself, whether, like, we're going to go to a conference in a couple of weeks as an example, because it's a podcast conference and I cannot wait for that. We're going to be meeting with advertisers. We're going to be meeting with other networks, content creators, speakers. I'm just immersing myself in this world because I know when I come out of that conference, I'm going to have way more contacts. I'm going to understand so much more about this area and this passion of mine, which is podcasting and content creation. And I'm there to be a student. As much as I'm there to share and, you know, share our brand and all that stuff, I'm really there to learn as much as I possibly can. And being a student is one of the most critical. If you're able to be a student and you're able to work really hard, like, there's nothing that's going to stop you. And that's why I'm not afraid to pursue my dreams, is because I've already proven to myself over and over and over and over and over again that I make the promises to myself. I keep the promises I make to myself, and I've built confidence, and I am not afraid to be a student. I'm not afraid to work my ass off. And, you know, I think the hardest part, honestly, was I was afraid to dream. It's scary. It's really hard to, like, admit to yourself and the universe what your dreams are. It's very uncomfortable. It's something that I started just in COVID. That's how I started with my podcast. That's how I started with the IVF journey with baby London. And it's just, even just getting in that frame of mind where you even allow yourself to dream is so much work. It's so hard, or it was for me. The hard work part, very, very easy for me. And the being a student part, really easy for me. Finding the vision, that's the part that I struggled with. And I feel like it's taken me so many years to finally get my vision, and I'm finally seeing red. I'm so disgustingly excited about it. So anyway, if you like these sessions, let me know. Please take a listen. Our trailer is out for our podcast for me and Abby. And Abby is just so hilarious, and it's going to be a really fun for the most part, fun, lighthearted podcasts. I think this one's a little bit more self-improvement, a little deeper dives, that kind of thing. We'll have interviews and guests on mine and Abby's podcast, which you'll be able to see in video, which is super fun. And I probably won't video myself talking because I just feel like it's not that interesting. It's like, I don't feel like I necessarily need to do that. But for our other podcast, we will. I feel like you see enough of my face on my stories, at least for now. So videoing, it really does, it's a whole other thing. It's a whole other dimension. So it really requires production. It requires, you know, going into the studio and filming and editing and things like that. So it's very involved. And this one, I feel like, is just kind of like me and you. And, you know, we're besties. So I hope that you guys are as excited for the journey as I am. And any feedback you have, please let me know. Please follow the podcast, rate it 5 stars if you haven't yet. We need all the ratings. We need all the analytics and everything like that, because I really want to be able to stay here with you guys and make this my full-time commitment to you and to this business and this network that we're building collectively. And I really need your support in doing that. And I love what we have here. So thank you as always for listening. Thank you for always giving me feedback. I always get so many messages from you guys on just things you love or questions or follow-ups or something that was funny or, hey, I'm listening to this episode right now. I liked this part or whatever it is. And tag me at Kimberly Lovey and follow our network at Iconic Nation Media. And you can also tag Iconic Nation Media in any of the posts related to any of the podcasts we produce. And that's my new baby. So yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk again soon. All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Lovey and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Lovey and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.